Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Okay. Yeah, listen, man. You're now tuned into $1 million worth of game. Listen,
yes,
man.
Sir.
We got T Grizzly back, man. He's not playing. He's coming back, man. There's a lot of robberies going on, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of robberies. So he said, you know what? I'm gonna give y'all the movie of the robbery. You know, the way we know it.
From so much more, though.
He gave up a lot of it's so detailed.
His fucking videos is unbelievable. It's a movie.
I'm talking about it's really a movie, and it's detailed the way he break that stuff down.
Oh, he creating movies.
Man, I appreciate it, man.
And,
you know?
And when we say, you know, we extend our brand and our, you know, our platform to the youth. You know, we really mean that shit. You hit me and say, "Oh, can I double back? I got an album coming out." You know what I mean?
Because he dropped $1 million worth of game last time. That shit was everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
They took them clips. They just went crazy with that. Game you gave about the gaming industry and how you doing what you doing.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe the money was made like that.
That's a fact.
That shit went crazy online.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yes, it did. Hold on, before we go any further,
summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I know what's going on. I already seen what you did. Threw it in the refrigerator, all type of shit. He in his zone. But, before we get started, I want to say this. I want to dedicate this episode to PNB Rock. And the reason is T has always been an extraordinary. Rock and T brotherhood is real. You know, sometimes you meet people in your life and you just connect. And they had this connection that you know, I will always see them wherever I was there or not. They will always be together, different cities, different whatever, just locked in. And they were just it was a real brotherhood. I first met T through Rock, coming to show love. And Rock had a Rock and Friends show at the Met in Philly some years back, like 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought a bunch of people out. I mean, and you came to support and show love, and he would do the same thing for him.
Yeah,
for you. But, you know, you was at his funeral. It's just real, man, and it's always good to see brothers in this game because when you in the industry, a lot of times you're gonna meet some people that might not be from your city or whatever, but you're gonna connect and lock in because y'all going through the same trials and tribulation. Y'all growing in this industry and y'all trying to figure out things. Y'all losing homeboys because people, you know, sometimes people switching up because now you got money, so people looking at you just as a bank sometimes. And then you know y'all can vent to each other. Y'all going through each other, going through different stuff, just coming up in the game, and y'all just locked in so crazy. And y'all really had a brotherhood over these years, man. And it's just that, you know, we always got to keep Rock memory alive, man. But like, it's just sad, man. You know,
tell us what PNB Rock meant to you, man.
Yeah,
it's so rare to find a genuine friendship, and this shit like super rare. You know what I'm saying? Like me and Bro did music, but we never talked about music. When we was together, type shit, you know. Mm-hmm. The nigga lived next door to me, mm-hmm. in L.A., like right next door. Used to throw oranges and lemons in my motherfucking backyard, mm-hmm. and shit. I used to call him, "Hey man, turn the music down a little bit," because he got the studio, the crib. You know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Nigga came to my baby shower. He came to my people's funeral. Came to my engagement party last month. You know what I'm saying? All type of shit. He was there. He was there for me. I was there for him. You know what I'm saying? That was a real friendship. You know, and being from Philly and from Detroit is like different places, same struggles, type shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was like a genuine friend. That was like a real friend. You know?
Tell us a PNB Rock story nobody know.
A PNB Rock story nobody know. Damn.
You probably got so many.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, he ain't really drink like that, right? So whenever he was around us and shit, he'd get drunk as hell. Whenever he around us. And he'll always sneak off and go throw up. Bro was a fucking lightweight, bro.
Right. Like, yeah.
Super lightweight. He gonna throw up. You feel me?
Yeah.
All type of shit. Another one. We walked in this motherfucking gas station. It was this lady working behind the counter and shit. And you know every gas station got them CDs in there and shit like that, right? The nigga asked her, he like, is that your CD? The lady working at the gas station. I'm thinking he trolling her, playing and shit. She's like, yeah, that's my CD. He like, oh shit, let me buy it. Gave her like $100 for the CD. Oh, how the fuck you peeped that? I ain't even paying attention to the CDs back right. there type shit.
Right.
Bro was just a genuinely good nigga. And one thing that a lot of people don't know about him, because like, bro sing and shit, so people might get it confused and shit. Like, bro was really like trencherous. You know what I'm saying? And then coming from a city like yours, you go to other trenches and think, this ain't worse than my trenches.
Right.
This can't be worse than my trenches. If ain't nothing happened to me there, can't nothing happen to me nowhere, because I come from the worst shit. Right. And that was his mindset, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Long live PNB, man. Yeah.
Long live PNB Rock.
Man. Long live. You got any unreleased music y'all done?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I got like five unreleased joints.
Yeah. You might gotta put that out there, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely put that out. Especially if it's five joints. Go ahead and put an EP out.
Yeah.
You know, PNB Rock and EP.
Yeah, man.
Quick joint for the people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. But definitely appreciate that brotherhood, man. And yeah. To see it though, like I seen it up close, so it's just like, damn. You know what I mean? Because everybody needs somebody, especially when you're going through the same experiences.
Yeah.
This industry is a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
And it could drive you crazy, you know what I mean, if you're not on point.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? You know, the flip side of the industry is that, you know, it's beautiful that he get to meet a brother that come from a whole different city. They, you know, they form a brotherhood. They connect. And, you know, they got a bond, you know what I'm saying, forever, you know, because in this industry, you get so many niggas that leech onto you when you hot.
They want to feed off that momentum.
Right. Then you be thinking, damn, this is a genuine dude. This is a good nigga. I'll fuck with him.
It's my bro.
And then you get a little cold, and then you like, this nigga never answers the phone.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I thought this was my brother. I thought this was my man. I thought we was, oh, that's only when I'm hot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see how this shit goes. So a lot of motherfuckers get fooled with that game, too. They come in, they meet motherfuckers. Everybody be genuine when you're smoking. You hear me? When you a motherfucking, when you some ramen noodles fresh out the motherfucking microwave.
They checking up on you every day?
They checking up. Damn, bro, I'm just making sure you good, baby. I see. What you doing out there, nigga? I love you. They tell you I love you before they hang up. I love you, man. Yeah. Real. You get cold, man. Niggas don't answer the phone. Can't get a feature. Can't get nothing from a nigga. So it's a lot of niggas.
If you get cold, they change their number because you got their number.
Yo, you ever experienced that?
Damn.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers change their boy.
They change your number because you got their number. Shit.
I feel like niggas changed their number just because I had their number.
Because you called and yo, what we doing? We jumping in the stew? Next thing you know, they ain't answering that shit.
That motherfucker taste go green.
Damn.
Like,
damn.
Right, but see, I ain't even the type of nigga that like, right, it is what it is. You feel me? Because I can't form an ungenuine connection. So that shit hurted at first a little bit, though. You know what I'm saying? And I was coming fresh out of prison, and I'm from the streets. Like, I ain't had no choice but to be genuine. Because if you lie to a nigga in there, you got to see him that day.
Yeah.
And it's going to be different. After, like, out here in the music shit, you lie to a motherfucker, you see him at the awards, some shit, y'all still shake hands and keep it moving. You say some little shit in your head like, yeah, these niggas fake as hell.
He tell you he gonna call you again.
I'm gonna hit you. Why you ain't you? I called you.
Exactly. All but see, I just come from a background to where you can't lie to nobody's face, because when you see them, it's gonna be something else. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you stand on what you say.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? So if you fuck with a motherfucker, you fuck with him.
Facts.
But the industry is fake as a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a big part of why me and Wallow, we just stick to ourselves.
Like the outsiders. We being our own fucking.
You know what? I don't even think they being fake on purpose, though.
That's who they are.
I don't even feel like that. I feel like, bro, niggas is like, just tell you anything to your face and just say anything, bro. Niggas just say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas just say anything.
Yeah, you'll be
and there's no meaning to it. You feel me?
You'll be think they be being fake.
I just think some niggas just be lost. I wouldn't even call it fake. I just say they lost, because they probably want to be real and they probably want to do the shit, but they just don't know how to keep their word, or they just don't know how to like be a stand-up, genuine person. It's not their fault that they don't know how to do that, though. Oof. If you don't know 2 + 2 = 4, I'm not mad at you for that, because maybe you was never taught that.
And sometimes it be environmental.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing in the hood.
Now, if you was taught that and you acting like you don't know it, then it's a problem, because you know better. A lot of these niggas from the streets, though, so they do know better at the same time, though.
Right. That's how I be figuring
yeah.
it out.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know better, then that's on you. It's because everybody had the same opportunities. Like, you feel what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, it's a lot of people that come from foster homes that made it. There's a lot of people that grew up out here. They ain't had their mom, they ain't dad in their life. They just had their grandma. She was 108 years old. They was only 12. The disconnection was there. They made it. So for me, man, a lot of times, man, this shit don't be about no excuses. I'm not with no excuses, because my pop wasn't around until I was older in life, you know, damn near an adult. You feel what I'm saying? And I was never no nigga that made up no excuses. So for me, I don't be understanding.
Yeah.
You know, the motherfuckers not understanding the simplest shit.
That's a fact.
But you're right, though. I'm supposed to understand it, because everybody different. That's what make the world go round.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be a little bit more sensitive to goofy motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. All the goofy motherfuckers, I'm going to take a little bit more sensitive approach to you goofy niggas. So when you niggas don't say goofy shit and you do goofy shit,
yeah,
I ain't going to say nothing about it. I'm just going to be like...
And look, you got to be sensitive to the goofy niggas, because you know they goofy. And the worst part about it is they don't know that they goofy. So if you get mad at them for being goofy, then that kind of look bad on you, because they goofy. What else they going to be?
You're right. Mm-hmm. I've been fucking up.
You feel me?
See, this young nigga just gave me, I'm fucking up. I'm getting mad at goofy niggas that I know goofy. I'm fucking hustling backwards. Yeah. I fucked up. I'm sorry to all the goofy niggas across the world. I apologize.
Yeah.
I will no longer get mad at you goofy motherfuckers. You GMFs, I'll no longer get mad at you. You right. You see how you're never too old to get game. He just gave me game.
My man just had a breakthrough, man.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
He had a moment.
So yeah. I will never get mad at you ever again, cuz. I promise you.
The fuck out of here.
Fucking goofy motherfucker. I will never get mad at you ever
fuck again. Fuck out of here. So, team, listen.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
You know, we come up in the industry, when you take it all the way back to hip-hop, I grew up off it, always on it. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of storytelling.
Yeah.
Especially Slick Rick.
Yeah.
And to see you, like, I don't even, like, you know, I don't even see it as, like, it's bigger than music to me. This is like series. Like, you're really doing Netflix series in a music form,
mm-hmm.
putting it on YouTube, and it's like, it's a whole lot that go into it. When you first came up with this idea, and do you write the treatments for these joints?
The treatment I already wrote. You just got to shoot what I'm saying.
Oh, man. That's
it, okay. Ain't nowhere. It's so easy. You feel me? It's so easy for the directors, bro, because it's like, all you got to do is just take these words and literally turn them into life.
Well, let's get some love to your cameraman, because they did a hell of a fucking job.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that was involved in creating these videos. You feel me?
Ben creating Mark, these shorts. I'm not even going to say video, because I'm going to say short films. Because they short films. It's like
short films.
They short films.
Yeah, because I can't remember films. The last time
Ben
I was
Mark,
excited.
Key Motion, and Crave. Shout out to them. Short films, for sure.
They short films.
Shout them out again.
Ben Mark, Key Motion, and Crave.
Right. Me. I feel like this is damn near like not the same thing, but kind of like when Jay put out that, what was it called?
Not Streets Is Watching.
I think The Streets Is Watching. I think okay, that was when he was doing the videos.
When he was in the sneaker store.
What's what him and Memphis Bleek? That was kind of a story too, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was that song called?
I can't Elevation remember. Sweet. I spoke too much for that. But I'm not the hip hop historian. That shit.
I'm slipping right now.
It's my time to shine.
Transmission on the icy road, nigga.
My time to shine. I done came up. Put my life on the line. Switch the game up.
Yeah, you a hip hop nigga too.
Coming to age.
Yeah, coming to age. That was like some story shit too. But now listen.
You cleaned it up.
Now look, the story shit is so much of a breath of fresh air because it's never done today. Only nigga who did it and did it right is Von, King Von. Shout out to Von.
Rest in peace of Von.
You feel me? He did that shit right. Yeah. You feel me?
Got a drop on his flexing then. He broke that whole
shit. And look, the story shit come around often a little bit, but not, it don't get the light it deserves. That's why I wanted to do a whole story project to show niggas like, this shit is so creative. This shit is a movie. Everybody love a good story. You can't wait for the next episode of $1 million worth of game, the next episode of Game of Thrones, the next episode of Stranger Things, House of Dragons. You can't wait for the next episode.
But you know you can't stop now.
Facts.
Because now you got, it went from just you doing music, you know, when you first did the first robbery 2018.
Yeah.
To now it's like, oh no, you can't stop. Because now there's going to be like a show to watch people. So now I'm saying it like you, the output going to have to be more because it's going to be like, or it's going to be had to put out like when you had to drop it like, boom, like one, like eight at a time or some shit.
Yeah. And I don't plan on stopping. And this is going to make me drop more often. Now I could drop more often. I ain't about to be making people wait years for the next, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going
to
make you wait years.
Like to me, I'm looking at it like, damn, he going to have to go here and shoot like eight of these motherfuckers from the rip. He ain't no way. He gotta go ahead, take some time and say, are we going to, wherever you going, we shooting these eight joints now.
Yeah, facts.
It ain't no time in between. We're shooting them now. Facts. So now when you shoot them, it's just going to be on a whole nother, that's a whole nother level, man.
Yeah,
but that shit is like hard.
Facts.
You telling the stories like a motherfucker in the videos.
After OGs, you got speaker knockers. Y'all remember them Tony stories about me?
Yeah.
Tony stories, shit like that.
Oh yeah, Meek was like telling stories too, though.
I always liked that type of shit.
Yeah, you got to give Meek some credit too. Meek was telling stories too.
Yes, he was.
Absolutely.
But Meek, I don't know nobody did a whole story album without it getting corny though.
I'm gonna keep it all the way real. Meek might have been the first young boy doing that.
Yeah.
Telling stories with the Tony story shit, and then Von came.
Yeah.
And you know now it's you know but. Yeah. Storytelling is a different type of art form because it take a hell of a motherfucker to tell you a whole story in a process and keep you indulged in the story that he's telling all the way up to the end.
All the way up, bro.
Like Still has style and be spitting with telling the story.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah. Right. So, now let me ask y'all this. All them videos I just had y'all watch out there, and y'all can keep it a buck with me. At any point in time did you go, all right, this shit getting kind of corny?
No,
it had me want to do my own investigation as it coming because I'm like, damn, you know, as you see me doing my investigation, like, no, this is gonna happen.
You figure some shit out. Listen, you figure some shit out too,
because it's just like you know how somebody might see something, they might see Ozark, and they be like, man, I know next season what's the name going. You start doing your own personal resource. You be like, this what's the name? God, they can't kill.
You know what I mean? He picked out all the rats. She gonna tell.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's a Rizzy. Yeah,
I knew some shit that was going
Rizzy
on.
Rizzy smell Rizzy's.
Yeah, but no, he knew old girl about to pull that gun though.
Yes, because she was playing dumb. So my whole thing is like, at the end of the day, it's like,
because I ain't believe you knocked all her sense out.
Yeah, how I didn't believe her. I said she was lying.
You knocked her sense out, but she gonna come. She come home, jump right on your dick. Oh, I don't remember nothing, but
our family. And then he on there talking about this, the love of my life, and all this dumb shit. I'm like,
let me put you in his mindset, right? He only in the hospital to make sure this bitch don't remember nothing.
Never believe
you
that.
Only there to make sure that, like, all right, but I gotta be careful. And after some time, I'm gonna go ahead. But you done stayed and kicked it so long that you done there caught feelings. And you ask yourself, like, she survived this headshot and I got back out of prison when I wasn't supposed to get out. Maybe this shit meant to be. Let me try this shit.
So now you're trying.
But she gave you a key. She gave you one key point that nobody's talking about.
What was the key point?
She said, I ain't got no brother. Who the fuck is you?
Yeah. One thing I remember is I didn't have a brother.
Uh-huh. One thing I remember, I don't got no brother.
I thought you ain't remember nothing.
Who that?
See? Yeah.
That's a fact. Yeah, a fact.
I don't remember nothing, but I ain't got no brother.
That was crazy.
She like, you the nigga trying to knock me over, but I'm going to take you home. I'm going to fuck you good. Then I'm going to shoot you up. Butt out your biscuit.
Yeah.
She tried to dust you off.
But
I love too the fact of how you was so detailed. Like when you say you threw in a passenger side, put the child lock on.
Yeah,
I'm like, it was just so much detail, and I'm like, damn, you really like it, because it's like, if I'm not looking at it, I'm listening to it, and I can visualize whatever picture that I want to paint.
Mm-hmm.
That might be different. The girl might be different. The whole scenery might be different. But it's just like, it was just crazy to me, man.
Yeah.
That joint was crazy.
That nigga got a crazy memory.
Yeah.
He got crazy thoughts in his mind, man. Creativity. Shit he be putting together.
Bro, you see it. You see it every day, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? You see it every day. And a lot of people be like, when people rap about this, they glorifying it, right? Now, a lot of people say that, right? Now, it's the difference between glorifying something and telling you what happened every day. And you can't say I'm glorifying it, because who the fuck want to end up like any of these characters?
Right.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But this type of shit happened every day, bro. Look how they just hopped on the nigga at the gas station.
Break down some of the stories.
Yeah.
Break down some of the stories. Okay, I'm going to start Ms. Evans. That's my favorite.
Ms. Evans. I love Ms. Evans.
Everybody had a Ms. Evans except for y'all two niggas.
Yeah, I ain't had no business.
No, back in the day, I'm going to just say, anybody that's over 40,
Mr. Evans.
Get out of here, man.
He had a crush.
Get the fuck out of here. Anybody that's over 40, right?
Mr. Evans got a fat ass.
Fuck out of here. Ain't nobody say that you fucking that. If anybody that's over 40 would say, you didn't have these flawless, beautiful teachers. They didn't have BBLs back in the day. Well, at least they wasn't getting them.
Yeah.
You didn't have these teachers. Your teachers was old ladies.
No, they had BUBs back then.
They was older ladies.
Beat up bodies.
They was older ladies, so you ain't even get that vibe.
Yeah.
So Miss Evans, young boys got them in the school all the time.
Listen, the teachers in there, bro, is like
now
a few years older than the students.
Yeah, it seemed like that.
Some of them like
25.
Yeah, some of them like 15 years older than the students, right? Type shit. At the max, kinda, right? In some areas. And they fucking.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I be seeing them on the news going to jail for this shit.
All the time.
All the time.
Somebody in this room fucked their teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Oh, man, he damn, he a BMF.
He cremated your teacher.
Damn, he had life. He was living.
Yeah, so that type of shit be happening. And somebody in my fiance hometown, right, got like 25 years for that shit.
I remember they was giving out a lot of time for that shit.
Statutory rape.
Yeah, they was giving out a lot of time.
I'll tell you one thing for sure, two things for certain. He love his fiance. You see the fucking rake on her finger. Yeah, she got a crazy one, yeah. That motherfucker. What is that? 111 carats, nigga.
And she be running executive plays. You see him back and forth. No, you got to do this, do that. She's executive.
Let me tell you something. Once you put the ring on the finger, there's no. She's his manager. She's the CEO. She was just telling me what to do in a nice way. You didn't post it. Snapchat chat, baby.
Do that. Do this.
All right, babe. When you get a chance, put it on TikTok. See, she's just telling him what to do in a nice way. That's what they do. Once you get all the way in, they tell you what to do in a nice way. You forgot to put the trash out. Basically, she said, put the fucking trash out.
I hear that all
out,
the fucking
nigga.
Time right there.
You hear me?
That trash, man.
What?
But man, you saying to yourself, I'm making a lot to be putting trash. No. I thought this shit was
bro,
over.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how nigga be like, damn, we ain't got nobody putting it out. Who's the housekeeper?
Right.
When the housekeeper and the cleaning ladies, they do the trash. I gotta,
you know what's crazy?
I gotta
though?
Get up and put the trash out.
We got the cleaning ladies, right? But she be like, we still don't want it to look too messy, though. Like, man,
I don't understand.
Like, I ain't trying to be getting no bad.
I don't understand too either. We're staying in a motherfucking hotel suite. She'll wake up and straighten shit up before the housekeeper.
That's what housekeeper
what the fuck is you cleaning up for housekeeper for? Yeah. That don't make the home dirty when they come. That's the fucking what they get paid for. Yeah. To clean up dirty fucking rooms. Yeah. Fuck you making
it. I get it a little extra dirtier just so they can have something to do.
Damn. You ain't playing.
No, hell no.
They come right
you want to know why? Because guess how they do me. Do you know how the housekeeper do me?
How they do you?
They tuck the bottom of the fucking covering at the hotel. and I can't even pull the fucking cover up.
Oh, that'd be worse when, when it's cold in that motherfucker. You can't get your motherfucking tootsies right.
Exactly,
under the
bro.
Tuck them in.
Exactly.
What you mean? You used it at jail temperature anyway.
No, you know what's crazy?
I was 44 degrees.
I was in the hotel in Atlanta. I can't say the name because they had to cash me out. And I'm in the hotel, so it was a situation like that. So I'm, but every day I'm like, damn, my feet feel hot. Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, warm. Whole time it was bed bugs on it.
They tore his ass up.
Tore my feet up. So I'm like, so I get up. I'm like, something feel funny. So I go to walk in the bathroom to see my foot. It was a bed bug on my foot.
Ooh.
I take the picture. Send it to my lawyer. I mean, shout out to Shay M. Lawson. You got me the bag for that. I sent it to my lawyer. I'm like, what the?
That was a little
what
bag.
What was the number?
That was a little bag.
I think it was at the Mexicana.
I was just out the joint. The number.
Was it five figures?
No, it wasn't. It was cool, man. It wasn't nothing.
You know what's crazy? You want to know what's crazy, though?
They gave that
I know exactly who you're talking about. I know the exact spot you're talking about.
But they gave that nigga bed bugs. If it did. Yeah. You talking about
that Motel 6 right off?
No, I was in no Motel 6.
No, he stayed at the Mexicana Inn.
No. This
oh,
was,
shit. Okay,
this was a name brand. I'm telling you, this was the...
they serve tacos at breakfast.
I can't say.
Okay, gotcha.
But so when I go to the thing,
maybe you can't say I just said it.
No, that's not it.
Said the Mexican.
No, I wasn't that bad. You lying? It was in the middle of the city. It was a big hotel.
This is back when he wasn't staying in no big hotels. He was still selling t-shirts. Bad nigga, I fresh big out hotel the jail. To you. Fresh. Yeah, it was $49.99.
Okay,
they gave me bed bugs and $1,500. Beat it, champ.
When your song first popped? When did your song first?
My song first popped in 2016.
Yeah, it was right at, I was in 2017.
Okay.
So
he had just got out of
No,
jail
I just came out. This was a big hotel.
I got out in 2016. You got out in 2017.
As a matter of fact, you know who got the hotel for me? PNB Rock Manager, my man Mont.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, man, I got
to shout out to Mont. Put him in a Mexicana win.
No, this wasn't no Mexicana. I said, I'm staying in this joint.
Susie walked in, the guard was in the lobby. Who's all there going to leave?
No, it wasn't no motherfucking man. They should be tight and clean. Fuck is you talking about?
Yeah.
This was a supposedly okay hotel, right?
Yeah.
And this shit tore. I'm talking about when I say tore my feet up, man. It was bite size. So I go down to the. I go down, hey,
why
I go
they
downstairs.
Just eat your feet? Bed bugs being a whole bed because you got the fucking prison feet. Yeah. I told you.
No, they ate my motherfucking feet.
You got I ain't gonna lie. They do get man. You in the arms and back and all that shit.
Yeah, they get you.
But they just
places.
Ate his feet.
They got my feet, man. Ate my feet. I go down there. I show the dude the picture. He tells him, "Oh, come here. Come here." He was not trying to let me. Oh, we gonna go up there, right? We're moving you in another room. This and third. I said, "Here, talk to my lawyer." And oh, my supervisor, they were scared to death. She got me that like this.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's lit.
Yeah, so the hotels
they want the cash register. Now,
two things you got to watch when you go to a hotel. There's two things. You got the beds should be filthy for real. You got to get that black light shit right. You get the black light. I'm
you
telling
ain't you, never got that shit.
I had it one time. It scared me.
That ultraviolet light.
That shit scared me.
First of all,
I ain't gonna lie. That dirty bed is so terrible. That shit like betting on the Eagles. Well, yeah, though, bro.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what the
fuck?
Eagles is
we
going to chip.
No,
I'm fucking
you
with
that shit.
I'm
talking about betting the Eagles.
I'm fucking shit.
Eagles going to the chip this year.
We beat the shit out of us.
Not the Lions.
Yes, we did.
What year?
This year.
He ain't even playing attention.
He ain't even paying attention. Nigga out there in L.A. game.
No,
and
listen.
He don't even know his football season. He running right to me. What year?
They said they ain't
you
about
play
to.
Play the Lions?
They ain't about to.
Yeah.
They said they ain't doing that no more.
They ain't doing what no more?
Look at that. Nigga wife cracking the fuck up. He making so much money off a game.
Like,
we just
like,
played
I've never
the
seen
Lions.
This nigga watch no football.
Listen, we just played the Lions last
year. This nigga
week.
Was with the Rams last year.
When you ain't played the Lions?
I'm going to just say this. If the Lions really wanted to beat them, they would have.
Yo,
if my sister had a dick, she'd have been my brother.
You know what I'm
saying? Hey, I got that from you. I didn't hear some questions with that.
He want to tell me if and shit. You know what I mean? All this if and all that. So you trying to go off this shit?
I know you diehard Eagles. You diehard Eagles?
Yeah, that's my team right now.
Fuck he ain't. Nigga, diehard.
That's my fucking team right now.
I know you got a lot of different teams, though. Like how you be mixing up with the shorts.
No.
Let me just tell you something. The way he pick his teams is the same way he pick the niggas he hung with in prison.
What that mean?
The Jamaicans start a motherfucking riot. He right over there with them. Rude boy, get out. Me not know that.
Whoever running the scene, I'm with him.
The Puerto Rican niggas, they controlling the jail. He in there speaking Spanish.
So you want a bandwagon?
Yeah, when
he's
winning,
a blender.
Okay.
When he's winning, I got to fuck with that.
He what we call in Philly a blender. Yeah.
I fuck with the winners.
You know what I mean? He's a blender. Whoever winning, he going to blend in on their side. You know what I mean?
But the Eagles, I was at the last championship where we won. I was at the parade, me and him. So, you know, but it's like I'm rocking with the Eagles right
what
now.
What was the city like when they won that shit?
Bro? It was off the hook. He was running down the street stripping his clothes off. It was fucking crazy. It was just unfucking believable. I was like, oh, cuz, you can't get naked. There's a parade. He's like, you don't know what this means to me. Because he's a diehard fan. He was ass naked at the gas station. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? He grabbed the pump. Ah! I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Oh, you was turned up like that?
He was turned up. He was bought.
Don't you believe this?
All he had on was a pair of Timberland boots and a wave cap. I don't know what the fuck was going on. He was tripping. I'm like, this nigga is a lunatic.
Man.
All over some sports and shit. But no, man, like T, this the whole thing. You're changing the game. And then you be in your own world.
Crazy.
What's the matter? Cause you stripped out, that's normal. You be doing shit like that all the time. See, cause he used to smoke PCP. When he used to smoke the PCP, and you know what I mean, he used to smoke that. He used to strip out all the time. He said to come get him. Yo, your cousin out here tripping again.
Yeah.
He have his clothes folded, sitting on the corner. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? You got your drawers on?
You ain't defending it though.
No, man, I'm not defending.
No, don't him. He ain't defending.
No, he's not. Fuck, I'm not lying.
Why the fuck? Who right there? What is part of the company listen, she run?
Mel, that's my manager.
Why is she laughing that fucking hard about me? Because
he know you was stripping. You strip out, fold your clothes, get butt naked.
Don't you believe that dumb naked. Ass shit, Miss Manager? Yeah.
He used to smoke that butt naked.
He's a fucking nut.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you changing the game.
Mm-hmm.
You doing your thing. You got a good management team. And you got your business together. When you came out in 2016, one song, here it is. Six years later, how did you, so many people came and went, failed all, fucked their money up. How did you not fuck your money up and stay in position for this long? Like you dudes, I done seen dudes come out and they was bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
Out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them working the motherfucking Target right now.
Yeah, I saw him up there on a register.
You know what I'm saying? See?
The way I didn't fuck it up, I just kept making it.
But you was fucking it up?
Yeah. Ain't none of that money that he's still here no more. I just kept making it.
How much you fucked up the first year when that song went?
That first year?
I'm talking about on drip, on jury, or
all
just...
All of it.
Or
all
just
of it.
Team.
Everything.
How much was it?
Shit, it was a couple $100,000.
Damn, that ain't bad.
And I ain't never had a couple thousand. But you give a nigga that ain't never had nothing. It's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of there.
He got to get that off. You had to get that off.
Yeah.
You got to get it out your system.
Check this out. I'm still kind of getting it out of my system. But look, check this out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never had nobody to call. Y'all niggas probably didn't either.
Mm-mm.
What to do with this?
His first advance, he went and bought a half a brick of coke and snorted it. Yeah. So his joint was different. He was like, I got to do this.
Scarface.
He snorted a half a brick. He said, Scarface. He said, I'm going to get this half. He snorted half, and he had another four and a half. He smoked that. He got that cooked. He got some hard cooked and smoked it.
This is going to let me know if you tell the truth or not. Did he share it?
I wasn't there. I just knew. He said, man, listen, I'm going to be in this hotel.
Do you think he shared it?
No, he was in a hotel by himself, paranoid.
Nah, I believe. Because I asked the nigga to hit the blunt. He told me, I'll roll up. Damn.
Yeah,
I can't just hit the blunt. You feel me? Out there on the couch.
He said, "Cuz, I'm gonna be in this motherfucking in this hotel. Don't let nobody come in."
Yeah,
and all I kept seeing was the Mexicana in. Nigga.
I was out. Yeah. I was outside in the parking lot, and he just kept coming to the window naked.
Yeah,
closing the joint.
Yeah,
they after me. They coming. I'm like, calling me. Coming where? Who?
Well, no,
he
look,
was paranoid.
Check it out though. Me first getting some money. It's like my first time skating or my first time riding a bike. You gonna fuck up. Especially if you don't got nobody to call, what the fuck to do with this? Especially if you don't know about taxes till it's time to pay them, or you don't know about credit until it's time to see about getting a house and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of us just find out a lot of shit later.
And some of us don't make it to find it out because we out the game in 6 months.
That's a fact.
Motherfucking ran through an M, out the game, ain't build his credit up, he spent everything with cash.
Yeah.
And you sitting there like this, you know. Now you finally got it together because your wife, your registered nurse or something, she's like, baby, we got to get this house. She's like, all right, let's go get it. Your credit score is zero.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never had no shit in your name. You went and bought the car cash money, so you ain't build your shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. But you know what I learned about out here, though? And I told one of my homies out here, and it fucked him up. He came home. He like, yeah, man, I'm all ready to do my thing. I'm ready to get with the homies. I said, don't get with the homies. Get with the women. He said, what you mean? I said, They the ones that are going to put you in the credit game. They the ones going to give you the whole game. What bank to go use. They know all the cheat codes. It seems like women know all the fucking cheat codes out here.
Yeah.
Whether you go get with this bank, you get with this credit union, you do this. I'm talking about you could just stop a woman and be like, listen, how do I get my credit together? They be fucking credit special. Oh, all you got to do is this. What you got on there? Pay this, do this, get this card right here because I'm just a random woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, and a lot of us don't even get that. You got motherfuckers running around in the streets. You know, I knew niggas that was running around in Mercedes Benzes don't even have a Social Security card.
Mm-hmm.
They get money. They know how to hustle and get money, but to be able to get your life right, and I think a lot of times
to get functional, get some functionality in your shit.
I think structure. A lot of times we don't prioritize the paperwork. Make the paperwork. So you got to get your paperwork right, and getting your paperwork right is, damn, let me get my Social Security, my birth certificate. Let me get my license. Let me make sure I got this. If I'm running around, I'm a rapper. I got to be an LLC. Mm-hmm. It's not me. They're not paying me. They paying my furnishing company, Bang, which is the LLC. Mm-hmm. I got to get me an accountant. You know what I mean? I got to make sure my publisher, I got to have Sound Exchange, I got to have this. And I think a lot of times, motherfuckers, man, when that money hit, only thing you worry about, nigga, I got 300 bands in the closet in that Timberland blocks. I went to Icebox. I just spent 70. My wrist looking like nice. All the bitches is in my DM right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got this new motherfucking Benz out here, and it's Corvette, and it's a wrap. You're like, man, you ain't, can't nobody tell you shit at that moment.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right. Welcome to another episode of $1 Million Worth of Game Business Spotlight, where we give to you the news you can use and we get you off the couch. Because, you know, Gil was a couch warrior at one
time. He
was an extraordinary couch warrior. He didn't know what he was doing.
He was a cell warrior.
Yeah, I was. I was in the cell, but I had like five different gigs. I was gigging. I was in jail gigging. I had like five different gigs. But today we got my man Justin P on here from Support Black Colleges. And what he going to do is he going to give you a free class on how to get in the game, man. How to get that merch popping. Yes, how to get that clover line popping. Because he already got his stuff popping. You can see it right here. You done seen this logo everywhere. You done seen them brand everywhere.
Right.
He's not playing. What you need to do right now is go to MDWG.VIP.
Yep.
MDWG.VIP, you're going to get a free class. He's going to give you a free class on how to get in the merch game and make it happen. He's somebody with proof of concept. He's not somebody that's just teaching you that never made it happen. He done made millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars off of, you know, Support Black Colleges. And you see what he got going on right here. You've seen his logo. I know you've seen his logo.
You could have got a better size than that.
No, I like the size because I could chill in. This one of them joints, you can sleep in it. You
like,
can be on
like
the airport.
Like a woman. He like feel like a woman when she got a big hoodie on. Now I want to rock an oversized hoodie.
No, you can sleep in this joint.
Let me tell y'all something, though. If he give you this game and you in the clothing business and you don't know how to elevate your clothing brand, after you get this game.
After Justin give you this game?
I'ma just tell you this. It ain't on us, nigga. It's on you.
It's on you, baby.
That's all I'ma tell you. Don't blame us, because we give you the information to get you to the next station. You hear me? It's like a train. We give you the news that you can use.
Yes.
So you can get them blues. I'm talking about them hundreds.
Them blue faces.
Yes, sir.
So if you don't... If you miss the train, nigga, and you show up late,
yeah,
that ain't on us, nigga, because we give you all the information you need to know, nigga. That's on you.
Now, listen, man, Justin, yep. 2012, you get in the game, Support Black Colleges, you start up. Tell me what happened. How did you get in? What did you do first? How much capital did you have?
Right.
Did you have partners? Like, give us the game.
Yeah, so in 2012 when we first started, I actually wasn't a part of the business. My business partner, Corey, and his cousin, Kai, started the business. And I was just a friend of Corey because we went to Howard University together. So I was in the first photo shoot, made him a Twitter, did a few things for him, just helping out. Fast forward to 2018, Corey was like, hey, we're going back and forth. You know, we in it sometimes, out of it sometimes. I want you to jump in this business with me and really take it to the next level. I was working a job. I was living in a one-bedroom apartment with five people. So I was stacking up a lot of cash.
Damn.
And, yeah, it was crazy. So, but I was younger at the time, so it was cool. And I stacked up enough cash.
What was you sleeping on, the bed or the floor?
Funky.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. So
that was funk wars.
It was like One on the bed, four on the floor, smell just trying like to make it work.
Salt and vinegar chips.
Nah, it was crazy. It was crazy. But the thing was I had my own apartment, but my family contacted me and they was like, "Hey, we messed up right now. Can we come stay with you?" So I just felt obliged to, you know, help my family out.
I thought you were saying it was five young boys.
I stacked up $26,000 from my job, working it for like 8 to 12 months, put $16,000 into Bitcoin, crypto and stuff in 2017. Turned out to be a good investment. And then the rest of it, I moved to Atlanta and invested into Support Black Colleges. And I had two pennies in my bank account after I spent my last $10,000. I didn't know how I was going to pay rent, didn't know how I was going to eat that day, but I just went all in on the business. And that was 4 years ago. And then now to date, we've done a little under $10 million in sales in the last few years.
That's major. So what do you teach? And this, once again, go to MDWG.VIP and you go get a free class. And this free class, what ingredients are you giving them to win?
Oh yeah, we're gonna give them all the sauce. So if you're trying to get into the clothing space or just online space in general, selling stuff online, I'm gonna give you the three secrets that you need to take your business to the next level, to go from where we started at zero to getting into like Macy's, DTLR, Jimmy Jazz, Urban Outfitters, like the game A to Z from top to bottom.
So if I'm Johnny Do Nothing, right? And I go ahead and find me a silk screen printer. I get me some shirts printed. I start doing my thing. I start popping. I go from selling 25 shirts a week to 1,000 shirts a week.
Yeah.
You got the ingredients to say, listen, I can get you in the Jimmy Jam. I get you in the Macy's.
Yep.
I mean,
start the bottom. So if you, even if you starting with $100 or less, I can show you how to get into the game. You don't even need thousands of dollars like I had when we first started. You can get into the game with $100 and really make something
just
happen.
Just an example. What can I get with $100?
Perfect example. If you get a Shopify account, because that's what we do our business on Shopify, you get a Shopify account, that's free for the first 30 days. And if they come to the class, I'm going to show them how to get a 120-day trial for free on Shopify. So 4 months to really start getting things shaking. Damn. So that's one. And then I'm going to also show you how to find products to sell. And then you can get products to sell, and then you can sell them. Because this is the thing. Let's just say you got $100. Let's break it down for real. You got $100. One, you get a Shopify account for free. That's free of charge. You get a domain for your website, $10, $14 maybe. Now you need a product. You can find the product for free, but then instead of buying it from your manufacturer, you could buy it from Amazon and then have it sent to you 2 days. So now you have your product, you got your website for free, and all you got to do is start putting out content to drive traffic to your website. And you did that for under $100.
Damn. That's crazy. And so this is the whole thing. Like, how do you go about it? Even with y'all still staying alive and the creativity, how do you be like, because some people do have clothing lines, but they don't be that creative.
Yeah.
Do you outsource the graphics or what do you do?
So I found a little hack, and I'm going to teach this in the class as well. And actually, I want to do this for y'all's people as well. So for anybody that does opt in to come to the class, I'm going to give you a...
MDWG.VIP for the free class.
Yeah. And anybody that opts in to come to the class, I'm going to give them a list of 70 designers that I personally use in my business. So if you aren't that creative, I'll give you a list of who we use right now today for free. So
you can hit them up on Instagram.
Them up on Instagram. And the way that I do it, this is a little hack. So basically when you go on Instagram, you can go to the search on Instagram and you type in .std, and that's going to show you everybody that has a design studio. So then, so you can do it now. So there you go.
Right here and put
.std. And then it's going to show you a bunch of accounts. Go to accounts, and then it's going to show you a bunch of folks.
Oh, okay.
So now what you can do is...
design studios.
They're all design studios. So now you can go through each one, look at all of the stuff that they made in the past, and then you could just hit them up via DM like, how much do you charge? And then most of them, they're all from overseas just trying to make money online. So all of the designs I've been getting, $35, $50, $75. So if you're not that creative, you can get a super dope design from somebody that has a design studio for $30 or less.
Damn.
Yo, this shit is crazy.
And they're hard too, bro.
They got Letterman jackets. They got anything on this joint.
Yeah, bro.
God damn.
So even if you're not the most creative, you can still get busy in the clothing space.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's unbelievable. You just put us up on some game.
I'm saying. So if y'all need some designs for the merch, there you go. You ain't got to come out of pocket thousands. You go Instagram, $35.
You go right there, $35. So when it comes to, like, how much should you be paying for a shirt? Because there's a lot of people out here that's doing clothing. And I ain't going to front. I gave it to him when I came home from prison. I got in the game, the merch game.
Yeah.
Selling Like Gil, no, I was selling a shitload of shirts. I go get some Gil and the t-shirts for $1.75 a shirt. Yeah. I throw my logo and my movement on there. I'm selling it for $20.
Right.
So how much should somebody be paying? Like,
yeah, so it depends on the quality of shirt that you want. But like you said, if you go to websites like alphabroder.com, tscapparel.com, jiffyshirts.com, you can get shirts gilding for like $1.50, maybe up to $2.50. But the trick is that when you go to your screen printer, they're going to try to buy the shirts for you and charge you a up tax for them getting the shirts. But they're just going to go to the websites that I just showed you. Right. So all you got to do is go to the website yourself. And most of the time, like Alpha Broder, they got warehouses all over the nation. So
and
you
they can
just
drop it right
you
there.
If you order, they'll deliver it to you next day. Or if they have a warehouse in your area, you can go to that warehouse and pick up your stuff and then take it to the screen printer so they don't add $2-3 extra on the shirt that you get in. So that's a list of just a few places that you can get wholesale garments from at scale, and you can get it to your house the next day or the same day if you go get it.
All right, so is it important to trademark your name or your company? Because you know a lot of people don't understand, they be having names. Oh, my name's such and such. I'm like, yo, bro, do you teach that in this class too?
Yeah, so I do teach that. But one thing I'll say is like I always just share my experience. And then also I'm not a lawyer, so I can't give legal advice formally. But I will say that when we got started in 2012, we didn't get trademarked until like 2016, 2017. So we were at risk doing that.
That was freestyle.
But this is the thing though, we didn't have money. We was just college kids trying to make it work. So we were like, let's prove the business model first, make a little bit of money, and then go get all of our stuff. But if I had to tell someone right now, I would say, you know, get your trademark, get your copyrights, especially if you're consulting a lawyer. But if you're asking me what I did, we made money first and then got our trademark because we couldn't afford it. So that's how we did it.
And what is the most popular color when you're doing merch, to sell merch? Yeah.
For us, it's been black. You already know y'all boys be decked out in the black, red, green, purple, and then like a gold, like yellow gold type color.
And that's it. But black sell the most.
Black sell the most.
So if somebody's starting out, they best to start off with black stuff and all that.
Yeah, I say start off with black. 3 to 5 designs max, and you can start getting shaky with just that many.
You can just get it rocking.
Yeah.
Now, are you familiar with the, and I just want to bring this in, are you familiar with the Shopify loans and all that?
Yeah.
I know they offered y'all some crazy money.
One time we took $350,000 Shopify loan from them.
All right, so for people that don't understand about Shopify loans, because I haven't been in the situation, when you're doing a certain amount of sales on Shopify, you'll get a message out of nowhere. You'll go sign into your Shopify page, and it'll be alert on there, and they'll be like, you had like basically like you got offered a loan. And it'll be, it was one time, it'd be 3 different loans you pick. It might be like $75,000, $45,000, $27,000. Mm-hmm. And you pick which one you want. The good thing about this loan that come, and it's just come from you selling your stuff.
Right.
Good thing about this loan, you get the loan, like he said, $300,000, he took it. They only make their money back because they're taking like a small percentage out of each sale that you get going forward.
Yep.
So they get their money back when you make sales. Yep. It's not like they're taking it back. It's not like they're going to come to you, oh, we need that money. Where that money at? They're not worrying about none of that shit.
Yep.
Their whole thing is you have a sales history of making things happen. So we know that this $300,000, we're going to wind up getting this back. And then when you get the $300,000 back, they'll come back. Hey, you want $500,000?
Facts.
Like, I'm talking about, it's unbelievable. Like, that's why I love the Shopify platform. Yeah. All you need is that domain, you know, hook your website, attach that Shopify to the website, and it's a wrap.
That's it.
And Shopify is crazy because it's like you got hundreds of people working for you.
Yeah. They got developers, apps, like the bunch customer of apps. Service, all the type of stuff. And you can automate those things because 25 to 35% of our revenue is coming from automated emails and text messages.
Just from return. Like, they might hit them every day.
Every day. So every single day. So you're right. But even with Shopify Capital, I tell people to like make sure that you got your cash flow in line because they are going to take daily percentage of your sales. So you want to make sure that you account for that before you take that amount of cash. So that's the only stipulation I would say to it.
Yeah, because they be offering that cash like crazy.
Oh, boy, they're going to offer it because they're making money on it. So I already know.
Now you're at the point where you don't even take the loans no more.
Yeah, I try to like best I can bootstrap everything from top to bottom so we can keep everything we got.
Now, being as though you got the line, right? We already know you got the website. Mm-hmm. What are some of the best ways to market? Because y'all got a different type of marketing because people was just feeling y'all shit.
Yeah.
And they was rocking it, and it's quality. Mm. This shit is just like...
Appreciate that.
Top flight quality. But what is some of the ideas? Do you give them ideas or information when you go to, man, one thing again, go to mdwg.vip for the free class. He's going to give you $1 billion worth of game on how to start your merch company,
yes.
How to start your clothing line.
Yes.
These is from people that are successful, that really done it. They're not just on talking heads on the internet, talking about business, talking about this, talking about money. He actually made millions of dollars from this. Now, what is good ways to market?
Yeah. So when I first got started, I always say that there's four different ways. You have paid advertising, you have content creation, you have grassroots marketing, and then you have influencer marketing. So that's what we really started with when we first got started. So I always tell people, if you want to get your first sale, the best thing that you can do is either spend a little money to run some traffic to your site. You can make some content, put it out on platforms like TikTok and get some organic traffic for absolutely free. Or you can get influencers, or you can go to vending locations, because all we do is, like, homecoming's coming up. So we'll go to homecoming. We sell HBCU stuff, makes sense to go in front of our target audience and sell them something.
Absolutely.
And that's very cheap for you to do. So you don't have to spend a lot of money to get your first sale. And in fact, if you do it with making content on TikTok, you can get thousands of dollars in sales for free. I had a student one time, 19 years old. He had two posts on TikTok. He made one more post with the content idea that I gave him. Post got 800,000 views. 19 years old, made $70,000 in 7 days.
Damn.
Crazy stuff going on TikTok right now.
They was just hitting his page all crazy.
Yeah. And then another guy, he had 12 videos he posted on TikTok. Almost all of them went viral randomly. He did $4 million in 1 month. From posting organic content on TikTok.
But let me ask you a question. Who was manufacturing his shirts and his product?
Yeah, it was he had some guy over in Pakistan that was doing it.
But did he have the shipping, or did they do the shipping?
So he did the shipping, but this is the play that you do. So let's just say you get a design for $35, right? You start to make a little content, you get traction. You don't have to buy all of that inventory. So you don't have to go out and spend $10,000 in inventory. You could put the mock-up that looks good from your creator on Instagram, start running traffic to your site, get some sales, and then use the money that you got from the sales to then go buy the inventory and then ship it to them. So now you could just do pre-orders, and you don't got to come out of pocket no money, because people think that they got to have a lot of stock to make money. But you don't even have to have stock these days, because you could just do pre-orders.
Yeah, that's major now.
Give me that website.
Once again, this is what I need you to do, man. I need everybody that's watching this that want this game from Justin P, I need y'all to go to mdwg.vip right now. mdwg.vip. Free class. He's going to give you the game, man. Support Black College. He's been moving since 2012. Now, before you get up out of here, Justin P, what you got to tell the audience?
Oh, man. I got to tell them that if you're looking to get started in this game, you don't got to have a lot of money. All you got to do is have the knowledge. And I can't wait to give the knowledge to you guys as people for sure, because $1 million worth of game, we got to give $1 million worth of game on the class. That's just off the rip. So, and we do a free training every Thursday as well. So I want to give them that free stuff, the free vendors list, and I'm going to give them the free designers list as well. So you come on here. If you don't know what you want to sell, I'm going to show you the vendors that you can use. I have 350 plus vendors that I've used by myself that they can use, because they might be like, damn, I don't know who to get my stuff from. I'm going to show you where to get it from, how to get it designed, and then I'm going to give you the complete game on how to do it with less than $100.
Talk to me.
Man, that's what it is, man. Once again, what you need to do, you need to hit mdwg.vip, get the free class, get with my man Justin P, so he can show you how they did the game with Support Black Colleges, man. Since 2012, they ain't playing. This is another episode of $1 million Worth of Game Business Spotlight, and it's just like that.
Right. Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Check this out, though, right? Because you don't learn this shit in school.
Yeah.
So a nigga from the streets that's hustling, trying to get some money and getting shit together, at what point do that hit? Do it click?
Huh?
At what point do it click?
A lot of times it click. Listen, and it's sad to say, if you ain't got no solid motherfucker around you, a sister, a brother, or, you know, a wifey, somebody that's solid to give you some game, or just somebody that, a lot of times, that shit click right there, like, you know, on a yard, prison yard, Lewisburg. Mm-hmm. It click in Lewisburg, or it click in the graveyard. Mm-hmm. You be laying there, you know what I'm saying? I'm just being real. You be laying in the graveyard, chilling, the motherfucker next to you. Oh, you ain't learned the game, huh? You run into an old head on some real shit. They be in, you know, this is the same conversations going on in the prison yard, going on in the grave. Motherfucker be like, oh, they got you too, huh? First they get that out the way. Damn, what you was doing, you know what I mean, when you was outside? Man, I was running around. I was doing this, then the third. Oh, damn.
I robbed Ricky and them niggas on 58th Street.
And they got me. So I'm just saying the realness. So a lot of times, this game is about this. Right now, more than ever, T, if a motherfucker say, I believe in a half an hour, it's like 100 and probably 80 something half an hours in a year. If a motherfucker get in the bag, all you got to do.
What? 100 something, 80 half an hours in a year?
In a year, some shit like that. I'm thinking of something like that. I mean, I'm not saying, I didn't mean to say that. I'm talking about if you get a half an hour a day, just one half an hour a day. That's 180 something too, like some shit like that. So my whole thing is like this. I believe in this.
That's some fucked up math.
But no, it's not. No, it's not.
That it math.
Hold on, yeah, let me add that up. Because 48 half hours in one day.
No. I ain't say a whole day. If you take a half an hour each day.
It's 365 days a year. So that
I mean, hours. I mean, to put the hours together. My fault. I fucked it up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, nigga, one thing about me, nigga.
I said it in the post. I was off. I was off. I said it in the post.
That post up. You got us out here looking dumb as shit. But what I'm saying,
however many hours, it lead up to hours.
Yeah.
So it's like 180 hours. Some shit. But what I'm saying is this. If you getting money, we live in an era now. If you want something, there's no fucking excuses. I'm getting money. All I had to do, I could be on the gram all day. I could go to YouTube, too, and learn how to straighten my credit up. I go to YouTube, too, and learn how to get a house. I go to YouTube, too, and learn. I go to YouTube. Everything is online. It's there. I go to Google. Damn, that's how you do this. Damn, I go to LegalZoom. Let me set up an LLC. Take 5 minutes. Everything I need, I go right on there, open up a bank account. You can walk into a bank. So now the game is just different if you want it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want it.
Yeah.
Like, and if you got a bag, you go get somebody to set all your shit up. They can set your life up. Mm-hmm. Go take $2,500, everything be done.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. How big of a role did your fiance play in you know, smartening up as far as financially? Because a lot of time when you know, when you got somebody that's right there, they gonna tell you when you doing some dumb shit. Oh, baby, you know, why you getting that car? You already got three cars out there.
And you don't drive two
like
of them. You,
like, but why? What you mean? Yeah. Babe, you really want to spend $11,500 on that jacket that you're only going to wear once.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So a lot of times it'd be your partner because they there all the time. They see everything you doing. Mm-hmm. Maybe you still didn't take the trash out.
Mm-hmm.
You said that yesterday.
Yeah.
But you left right out and you left it right there.
Yeah.
And so they see everything, all your moves. They know everything you got going on. And if they like your fiance, then your money becomes her money. Her money becomes your money. Pretty much y'all won. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all unit now.
Mm-hmm.
So how big of a role did it play where, you know, you getting into a relationship slowed you down as far as, you know, wilding I got to smarten up?
It took me from being like, I'm on some hustling shit to I'm damn near like elite with this business shit now. Because my credit like the highest it ever been.
Mm. You feel me? How your shit was 480, huh?
Man, my shit. Yeah,
my shit was 200.
My shit was fucked up.
They couldn't get a Honda Accord.
Okay, so listen. I was years behind on taxes
because
I ain't never know about them.
They knocked you in the head.
Listen. It's like, just stay right there. Stay right there.
Look, I was years behind on taxes. My credit was motherfucking non-existent.
Mm.
I ain't own no properties.
Mm.
You feel me? I ain't had no assets.
Mm.
I ain't had no businesses. I had one LLC. Mm. Now I got like seven LLCs.
Mm.
My credit looked like one of the motherfuckers on Wall Street.
Yeah.
I got three properties right now.
Mm.
Three multi-million-dollar properties too.
Mm.
Feel me? What else? I said the credit. I got like ALCs. I got the properties. Motherfucking, all type of shit.
So you saying?
Hold on, man. Fuck, we interviewing him.
Wait.
Get up here.
Whoa. Another thing. I'm caught up on my taxes.
Yes.
All caught up on the taxes.
First of all, listen. Hey, you see, clear that shit up because that's the scariest shit.
Yeah, I'm all caught up on taxes.
You know, taxes send you jail. First of all, I'm caught up.
Yeah.
Shit held a 5 to 10.
Yeah, and I got
taxes serious.
And I got a savings.
You on point.
I got a savings.
the fuck I'm talking about.
So let me say this.
She got that nigga straight. That's basically all he told her.
No, but right now you saying,
straighten me the fuck out.
You saying this, T Grizzly, that the right woman will upgrade your life in a major way.
For sure.
And your woman upgraded your life.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So if you didn't have her, you'd still be...
You'd be a basement warrior. No credit. Fucked all his money up.
Yeah. Down the way.
Yep. Rest in peace to Ani, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He had to try to take Ani's old crib over. She fucked with me the most and all that old crazy shit. She ain't putting none of y'all on. Kicked everybody that's living in Ani's crib out.
He'd have been crazy.
He'd have been a rotten nigga.
I would have been winging it, man.
He'd have been winging it.
But not even just me, though. Like, I can attest for women. Like, not even just me. Like, I got friends who I done seen go from street niggas to businessmen.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, turn they whole shit around. So, definitely value in having a good woman.
Because you know what I'm telling you? Nobody don't believe in you like a woman, man.
Woman believe in... You know how many women...
Listen. She'll be with you through 82 robberies. No, she'll see you walk out of any day, you're going to do a robbery.
He gonna get
then
right.
One day, she'll be like, babe, you know... Marvin and Teresa opened up a cleaner store. You can do that too. It only takes $42,000.
But let them, y'all gotta let them know too. Every woman not like that either.
Every woman is not like that. And I'm gonna say this though. I will say this. One thing about women, and I can specifically talk on women from the hood.
They talk too much.
No, fuck that. They is extremely believers.
All right, hold on.
Listen, hold up. Hold
some shit came out. Wait, hold on. Some shit came out. What's supposed to... His truth's coming out.
Yeah, they talk too much.
Yo, shut the fuck up. Oh, wait. You ain't going there?
Wait. We not going there. But what I'm saying is about women, especially from the hood, they believe in the motherfucker like never before. Do you know how many women in the history of the hood that believe in non-hustling ass boo-boo when he told her, I'm going to flip this tax money. I got you, baby. This the one. I'm going to get you the baby Benz. We going to Hawaii. I'm getting you a Cartier, a Rolly. We out of here this time. You know how many women listened to that shit? When boo-boo talked about flipping her tax money? Mm-hmm. How many women lost their fucking tax money in the hood because the nigga told me he was... And my whole thing is, my cousin, she came to me like, yeah, man. I said, because he a hustler. I said, how are you hustling? He fucked up now. A hustler ain't never fucked up. He always going to find a way. You see what I'm saying? Like when when he fucked Tootie tax money up that year. I'm telling you, he was ready to start. Yeah, I'm ready to start selling. He was ready to start selling fake pocketbooks and shit. Like the Louis Jones and shit. I'm going up Canal Street. I'm going to turn the game up. He didn't make it to Canal Street. He smoked the whole motherfucking tax money up. You know what I mean? This is the time he was smoking the Rambos.
Hey, listen, she believing that shit.
No,
straight up. What I mean? You better stop.
He was
that
smoking
shit.
Rambos.
This fucking manager.
He was smoking dust, wet crack blunts. And he smoked the whole. She got like $4,700 back, and you used that shit. Like, he was just. This nigga was out of control.
He was in jail. He ain't never get a chance to fuck nobody taxes money up.
I'm talking about, he mad.
He ain't never get the.
You fucked 2D. But at least you admitting that you fucked 2D tax money up.
No, first of all, Let me just tell you something.
Yeah, hot coke.
It was that point in time too. You used to go to work, bring that fucking money home to me. Fuck what you talking about.
Okay.
Fuck wrong with you. That's how I go when you a union. Huh?
You pushing P.
He was pushing P, no.
Yeah, I'm pushing P. Yeah, I mean, I've been pushing P before that was.
He was smoking
P.
He was smoking powder. Pushing P. He was smoking that shit. The only place he was pushing P was up his nose. I'm pushing P. This before Gunner. Gunner wasn't even born when he was pushing P. He was pushing that shit right up his nose. He'd be from here. He would push that shit up his nose. His brains would be like, he been pushing P before Gunner in there.
That's good. That was a good one.
You love that powder. Pushing that powder up your nose.
Shit.
He love it.
Don't you believe that, T? Yeah. This nigga be lying like a motherfucker on me, man. But listen, man. The motherfucking album is incredible.
Yeah.
You came here today. You got a bunch of stories. Lying ass nigga talking about.
Nah, he telling stories. I'm telling stories. We telling real stories of the trenches. It just so happened a lot of your shit is like, I know these stories.
Yeah.
I know these stories. It's deep. It's deep, man. Like,
nobody try to hear that shit, man.
You know how many drug dealers turn crackheads?
All of them.
I ain't gonna lie, like
80% of them though.
Like, we was like,
and you know what's crazy? Them niggas go to prison and be the man. Crackhead.
What? They be in there, have all the food, they got all the stores.
Working out crazy.
They got the police on smash, all that shit. But him,
crackheads in that bitch?
He ain't never make it. But when we was like, I remember the time we was like,
because listen, if you smoke crack, right, to the point where it's uncontrollable and you're a crackhead, bro, you done been to hell and back.
He know. He know.
So going to jail ain't nothing. You know what I mean? That's why crackheads get there and they run to jails. They already been to hell. This ain't nothing. This is camp.
Yep. He was 19 and I was 16. The first time I seen him with a glass pipe, it was like,
get the fuck out.
No, you remember we was in the crib. We was in the basement. We was kicking it.
You looking like you believe that shit. Don't you believe that dumb ass shit?
He had the joint. He pulled the joint out. All I seen him was like, he had the joint. It was like a ball right here and it was a pole coming out. He was like this.
First of all, don't ever.
What the fuck is going on?
Don't believe no nigga lost his virginity in jail, man.
Get the fuck out of here, you nut ass nigga.
Don't you dare believe.
How old was you when you got locked up?
17. And he ain't got no pussy.
I got 20.
He didn't get no pussy before you got locked
up? What? Fuck, I was a man out here.
No, he wasn't.
Okay. We was running around getting him. Come on, man.
He was my BW.
I was a player. I was a fucking player back
then. He was my bitch warmer. I used to let him warm my bitches up when they suck her titties, get her ready for me.
I mean,
smoking a blunt like this. I let him go suck some titties, go and get her ready for me.
We used to have our cousin Nessa
call me. They like this. What your little cousin doing? Type of, he gonna suck my titties? No, he gonna warm you up. He gonna get you ready. I'll be in there in a minute.
You smoking coke? You lying? That's from the crack diaries. He gonna do an album called Crack Diaries.
Listen,
and remember all the shit when he was smoking
his
crack.
All his first happened in jail.
He lying, man.
Did everything? Look at her face now. Look, yeah, yeah.
She don't believe. She Team Wallow.
Yeah, yeah. Laughing now.
Listen,
huh?
Team Wallow.
She was like this.
She Team Wallow, man. She ain't going for that bullshit, man.
All his first happened in jail. Prison, prime, everything. Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Let me ask y'all this. Prison, prime is crazy. But look, let me ask y'all this, all right? out of all them stories, which one do y'all feel like stood out the most to y'all individually?
All right, I'm gonna answer this. All of them.
I got.
I'm just keeping it real with you, man, because all of them hit in a different way, and all of them was very well written and very well produced.
Okay,
you know what I mean. And you know me, bro. I keep it real. I say, I mean, this one was my best. That one, I ain't really fuck with this for that reason. No, all the joints you played in there, I fuck with all of them. I'm just keeping it real.
See,
it was very interesting. It kept you locked into what's happening next.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then it wasn't lacking in production.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If a motherfucker telling a story and it ain't really adding up, no, y'all hit the right points at the right time. Y'all showed the right things at the right time. You was rapping at the right time. You know what I'm saying? So for me, all of them was hitting. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that's how your audience going to feel, too. It's going to be hard for them to pick a best one.
Out of mine's Robbery. Robbery was mine. But all of them have a story of this. The whole storyline is on all them joints. Don't trust a motherfucker. That's all this shit is about. But Miss Evans would have been even... I probably would have liked that if I would have got more. It's like, you don't... It's like, it's uneven. It's uneven to pick because Robbery is a whole series. Ms. Evans, it was only two joints. So I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's no, all I'm just saying.
No,
be.
Fuck that. I wanted to see
what's in jail for
I
life.
Want to see what happened when she went to jail.
What we can't do, we can't have the trapped in the closet effect either, though.
Right. No, I
don't want you to be on part 60. Like, right. I'm sick of this shit.
No, robbery. Right. But robbery looks like that motherfucker went 400.
Or, you know, on the music tip, R, my man, but he ran that shit in the hole. He was on part 111. Mr. Biggs, get the fuck out. I'm like, nigga, you ain't leave yet. What the fuck is going on?
Y'all, I mean, it's crazy.
196.
But no, like with robbery, though, this is the thing about robbery. It's so. It's
a lot more twists and turns.
It's like, to me, robbery could go in so many ranges. Robbery could go from a dude on the street that's rapping, doing his rap thing, and now he goes sign with a label and they fucking rob him. And he going to snap. It's just so many ways it could go, but it's like, it's based in the street, but it's like, that shit look like it could go for, I could get 20 out of that. I don't know. I'm in cap it. But like, I think all of it based to me is just like, man, where we come from is treacherous. And like you said, a lot of this shit always end fucked up. Nothing to have a happy ending. And to see robbery, the way it was, just so many, how this shit started going in and out. It was just like, but like we showed you, it's so much more stories. I can't, like I said, we can't wait to see about the girl that grew up watching Instagram. She young. Her dreams is to move to Atlanta. And she went from being a nice, innocent young girl to moving to Atlanta to be the...
Man, let Hayden do the creative, man.
No, I'm trying to get co-creator on this joint.
It's just crazy how robberies is his favorite joint. A nigga that got locked up for 20 years fucking... for two armed robberies.
No, but see, this is a twist.
And two firearms. I love robberies.
No.
Because robberies...
robberies is the longest one, you nut.
Just niggas stealing something that just something about this. No. Niggas taking something that don't belong to them. No,
it was only about one robbery. Because
right.
It was a storyline of betrayal.
You said because robberies could go on forever.
It was a long.
You ain't never got to stop with robberies.
It was the longest joint.
I'm like, damn, nigga, you done did 20 years behind that shit. The fuck you so excited about robberies? You supposed to be like, yeah, I ain't really fucking robberies like that. They get you the wrong type of time. The joint about when you fell in love. Yeah, I like that one. No, you ain't here because robberies. Fuck, snap out of it, nigga. Like you ready to take down a CVS or something.
No, this joint got... You say somebody want to come on the show. One of your favorite players. But listen, this is the whole thing. It was a story. It was something to watch. You could sit in the crib, be like this. Throw that joint on and just push play and watch it through.
That's a fact.
And I think that if it was just built like that as a series, it'd be longer. Mm-hmm. It'd be more. But you gave up a lot of detail. I just like it. But I think all of them show that. And when you live in life in the wrong way, shit ain't going to come your way.
Right.
And sometimes it's going to affect so many motherfucking people that ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
At all.
Just from close proximity.
That's a fact.
People going to go to jail. People going to get killed. People going to get hurt. They're going to just be affected by even what they see and losing loved ones. So it was like, I like that shit, man.
Believe that, man.
I appreciate y'all, man.
So we just want to commend you, man. New project is crazy as shit. You know what I mean? And very creative, man. In the creative process of it, did not lose... You didn't put a lot of thought into this. That's what motherfuckers could say, because this is well thought out. So, man, make sure y'all go tap into that new T Grizzly.
Yes.
You hear me?
Chapters of the Trenches, man. Let's
the
get
Trenches.
It.
Right.
And then Gil coming out with Chapters of a Crackhead. It's going to be coming out through T Grizzly label, Grizzly Gang. So be on the lookout for that. I'm collaborating. I'm getting it together right now. I'm doing the contracts. I'm signing him to.
First video being shot outside of Mexico.
And don't forget to get his book.
He's going
to
be.
Don't forget to get his book, Prison Masseuse. It's coming out ASAP. You know what I mean? He's going to show you all the different yoga styles that he teach in prison that they don't know on the streets. So, and he's going to show you how to massage your own ass. He'll show you how to get the knots out your own ass.
Oh, man.
And it's just like that.
Right!
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.